April 29th. When I bought my farm, I did not know what a bargain I had on the bluebirds, bobolinks, and thrushes, as little did I know what sublime mornings and sunsets I was buying. Ralph Waldo Emerson. The gray, overcast day seemed to bear down upon me, making me feel sad and vaguely unsettled as I headed for my typewriter to answer a dear friend's letter. I began typing. "It's really a gloomy day here," but somehow wound up with the word bloomy, where I had intended gloomy. Bloomy? I reached for my eraser, but suddenly my hand stopped in midair. "It is the end of April," a small voice inside me whispered. I hurried to the window. Through the dull haze, I could see the tops of our neighbor's flowering plum tree bursting out in a lacy pink froth. I spied my own red and yellow tulips standing tall, their petals glowing brightly against the brick foundation. My feet sped down the steps and out to the backyard, where a profusion of violets, pansies, tulips, grape hyacinths, and daffodils were all blooming like crazy. I was uplifted. It was a bloomy day indeed. Retracing my steps back to the typewriter, I continued my letter. "It's really a bloomy day here. The Lord is putting on such a gorgeous spring show that my heart is singing with joy. Praise His holy name. Thank you, Lord, for the pluses hidden in little minuses."